Chapter 5. What happened to Dr. Lanyon? The police offered thousands of pounds as a reward for Mr. Hyde's capture, but it was impossible to find him. Time passed, and gradually Mr. Utterson forgot his fear and stopped worrying. Without Hyde's evil influence, a new life began for Dr. Jekyll. He started inviting his friends to his house again, gave a lot of money to the poor, and became very religious. He was busy and he was often out of the house. For 2 months, Dr. Jekyll was at peace. One evening, Mr. Utterson, Dr. Lanyon, and a few other people dined at Dr. Jekyll's house. It was a happy dinner for old friends. In the following week, Mr. Utterson went to Dr. Jekyll's house 3 times, but Poole did not let him enter the house. "I'm sorry," said Poole each time. "Dr. Jekyll is ill. He does not want any visitors today." Mr. Utterson was very worried that Dr. Jekyll wanted to be alone once again, so he went to visit Dr. Lanyon. But when he went into the house, he was shocked at the change in his friend's appearance. Dr. Lanyon was pale and thin, and he looked much older. He also seemed to be terrified of something. Mr. Utterson thought, "Lanyon is ill. He's a doctor. He knows that he's dying and he's frightened." "My friend, you look ill," Mr. Utterson said finally. "I had a shock recently and I won't get better. In a few weeks, I'll be dead," Lanyon said. Mr. Utterson looked at Lanyon sadly. Then he said, "Jekyll is ill too." Dr. Lanyon's face changed. "I don't want to hear anything about that man," he said in a loud, trembling voice. "In my eyes, he is dead." Mr. Utterson sat in silence for a few minutes. Finally, he said, "Is there anything I can do, Lanyon? We are 3 very old friends, too old to find new friends." "There is nothing you can do," answered Dr. Lanyon. "Go and ask Jekyll." "Jekyll doesn't want to see me," said Mr. Utterson. "I'm not surprised," said Dr. Lanyon. "One day, perhaps, after my death, you will understand. But I can't tell you now. Please talk to me about other things or go home." Mr. Utterson left a few minutes later. When he got home, he immediately wrote a letter to Dr. Jekyll. "Why won't you let me come and visit you?" he wrote. "And why aren't you and Lanyon friends anymore?" The following day, Mr. Utterson received an answer from Dr. Jekyll. "I don't want visitors now. I must be alone. I'm not angry with Lanyon. We didn't argue, but he's right when he says that we must never meet. Don't be surprised and don't think that you're not my friend because I don't let you come into my house. I'm a very bad person and I'm suffering terribly. Please do what I ask." Mr. Utterson was very surprised when he read the letter. "What caused this change?" he thought. "Hyde hasn't got any influence on Jekyll anymore. Only a week ago I dined with Jekyll and everyone was so happy. The change in Lanyon and Jekyll is so sudden. Are they perhaps mad? No, Lanyon's manner and words point to something different, something more mysterious. What is it?" 3 weeks later, Lanyon died. The night after the funeral, Utterson, very sad, opened a letter from him. The date on the envelope was a few days before Lanyon's death. On the envelope were the words, "Private, for the hands of G.J. Utterson only." Mr. Utterson was frightened to read the letter and opened the envelope slowly. To his surprise, he found another closed envelope inside with the words, "Read the letter inside only after the death or disappearance of Dr. Henry Jekyll." Again the words "death or disappearance," just as in Jekyll's will. Utterson thought, surprised. Why did Lanyon write about Jekyll's disappearance? What does it mean? Suddenly, Utterson felt very curious and wanted to open the letter despite its instructions, but finally decided not to. Professional honour, he thought. I can't do that. He put the letter into the drawer of his desk and locked it. After Lanyon's death, Utterson often thought of his friend, Henry Jekyll, but rarely went to visit him. When he did go, Jekyll didn't let him enter. The doctor stays in his room above the laboratory most of the time, Poole told Mr. Utterson. Sometimes he even sleeps there. He doesn't do anything. He only sits quietly in his chair. Something is worrying him, I'm sure. One Sunday, on their weekly walk, Utterson and Enfield passed the dirty old door again. Well, that story is finished, said Mr. Enfield. We will never see Mr. Hyde again. I hope you're right, said Mr. Utterson. Did I tell you that I once saw him? I agree with you. Hyde looks really evil. Let's go into the courtyard. I'm worried about Jekyll. Perhaps talking to a friend, even a friend who is standing outside, will help him a little. One of the windows was open, and Dr. Jekyll sat next to it, looking very sad. Jekyll! Called Mr. Utterson. I hope you are feeling better.
No, I am very ill, answered Dr. Jekyll. But it will not last long.
You stay inside too much, said Mr. Utterson. This is my friend, Mr. Enfield. Come with us for a short walk.
You are very kind, answered Dr. Jekyll, but it is impossible. I am very happy to see you, but I can't invite you in because the place is very dirty.
Then the best thing to do is to stay here and talk to you, said Mr. Utterson.
That's a good idea, said Dr. Jekyll with a smile. But suddenly there was an expression of terror on his face, and he closed the window quickly.
Mr. Utterson and Mr. Enfield turned and left the courtyard in silence. They too were terrified.